We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Corey, thanks for being with us again. And this bill, it's similar to one in the state assembly. Do you see an emerging trend here?
It is. It's similar to legislation that was put forward by Rob Bonta, who's a member of the state assembly from Oakland, that tries to end discriminatory police calls. We're actually seeing legislation like this around the country in a lot of different cities. And it is reflective of these very high-profile incidents, most recently a case in San Francisco with a resident of Pacific Heights who had a neighbor call the police because he was stenciling Black Lives Matter outside of his home. Amy Cooper, a woman in New York who very publicly called 911 when she saw a man birdwatching in Central Park, and she was walking with her dog unleashed. And I think it's an effort to try to, frankly, de-escalate what can often be very dangerous situations when folks are calling the police for unnecessary reasons, largely a result of racial bias.
You know, it's a great intent, right, to discourage or ban discriminatory calls to police. But how do you enforce it or prosecute it?
Well, so making a false police report is a misdemeanor or felony in most states, and it is in California. And so those calls can be prosecuted currently. I think in many ways this is similar to hate crime legislation, which says we are prosecuting both the act and the intent behind it. And so, in some of these higher profile incidents, it's very clear why the person has chosen to call the police. They often make the case themselves about why they've called the police. And so while I think, certainly there's an effort to prosecute this, it's also very much an intent to make this normatively problematic and to indicate to citizens, look, there are alternatives to calling 911 when you see a family barbecuing on Lake Merritt or seeing somebody stencil outside their own property. There are ways of actually addressing this without leading to a possible confrontation with police.
Do you see other legislation growing out of some of the same outrage that you're talking about that we've all seen in some of those viral videos?
Well, I think so. I mean, I think this is something that we're seeing across the country. And again, it's there are a lot of efforts that are being made to try to de-escalate conflict with police. And one of the things that we're seeing, and this is reflected in Supervisor Walton's legislation, is saying, there is an alternative to dialing 911. And if you have a neighbor who's stenciling outside their home, the first step is a conversation, not make threatening phone calls and try to involve police in that, in what can ultimately create an altercation. And so I think what we're seeing around the country is an effort to try to change police-community relations and to try to encourage folks to take a deep breath before they, incite serious consequences for their neighbors, for their members of their community, for folks who are bird watching in a park.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.